will go into it again, but I want to give you now a simple past. If you, for instance, instead of using have, if you want to say instead of I have bought it, you want to say I bought it. I spoke to him without diving. For instance, if you want to say I spoke using the R verbs, yes, of hablar. I spoke is hablé. Hablé. Because now you're not in the, you don't push into the present tense, but the past is last. You hit the ending. Hablé. You hit the ending also for will and would, but there you hit the ending of the whole verb with the R, re. Whereas just I spoke would be hablé, which is that for all R verbs, it's just e. Like tomar, I took it would be
tomé.
Le tomé, yes. I called would be
llamé.
Yes, llamé, yes. I accepted.
Accepté.
Right, accepté, yes. I didn't accept it.
No lo acepté.
No lo acepté, right. I bought it.
Lo compré.
Right. I know you were thinking, now wait a moment, there's an R here. Yes, there is an R here. But that R here in compré is not the R of the ending. Here we have an R in the stem. That does not count as the re for will. And that is very important for also for comprehension and also in reading. You will see compré, yes, C-O-M-P-R-E, with an accent over the E, and you say, ah, re, I will. But and it is not, I will buy, but I bought. Because the R here does not count for will, because it is not the R of the infinitive. You see the difference? Because I will buy would be...
Compraré.
Right. Lo compraré. The whole verb. Comprar. Lo compraré. I will buy. And I bought...
Compré.
Lo compré. Now, what is to wait?
Esperar.
Esperar. Aha. Again, we have... an R here in the stem. If you want to say, I waited.
Esperé.
Esperé, yes. I will wait.
Esperaré.
Esperaré, yes. You see the importance of this also for understanding. So for will, you hit the ending because past is last. You hit E. And for he, she, it, and you is an O. The O is pronounced O. So, again, I spoke would be...
Hablé.
The H is never pronounced.
Sorry. Hablé. Hablé.
Past is last.
Hablé.
Hablé. I spoke, and he spoke, you spoke, she spoke.
Habló.
Habló. Yes. Habló. So, you see the importance... of making a distinction between hablo, past is last, and hablo.
I speak.
I speak, yes. Hablo. Here you have the push into the present. Hablo. Hablo, I speak. Hablo, you spoke, or he spoke, or she spoke. If you want to say in the store, I'm buying it, would be...
Compro.
Lo compro.
Lo compro.
Yes. But if one says, lo compro.
He bought it.
He bought it. He bought it, or you bought it, yeah. Or she bought it, or somebody bought it. Big difference between lo compro and lo compro. So, for the past, on the R track, you go from E to O. E to O. On the other track, if it's air or ear, Bender, for instance, for I sold would be bendi. So not e, but I. Just an I with an accent. Bendi. And for you, he, she, it is yo. I O. So you have I and yo. I and yo. So for the past, you have the R verbs, e and o, and the other verbs, I and yo. I left would be
Sali.
Sali. He left, you left.
Salió.
Salió. I understood.
Comprendí.
And he understood, you understood.
Comprendió.
Comprendió.